KBOO Community Radio is proud to help co-sponsor the Triangle production of American Fiesta, starring Gary Wayne Cash, a witty, hopeful tale of imperfection and acceptance. American Fiesta will take place at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. This Triangle production will run from November 29th through December 22nd. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm on the web, all because of your generous support in our recent fall membership drive. We cannot thank you enough, but we'll keep trying. President Obama is scheduled to meet with representatives of American Indian tribes at an annual conference today. Not much has changed in the landscape, and there is a great deal still of splaining to do. It is unlikely that what with the rest of the woes that the nation has managed to create for itself, that those who are most deserving are actually going to be accorded what they deserve. Nonetheless, it's an annual conference, and the outcome of that will be interesting, as it always is. Here in Cascadia, the discovery of the threatened marbled murrelet seabirds is recently in the Elliott State Forest Tract, scheduled to be logged, has thrown a wrench in the works. Tiny little bird and a critical link in the great chain of being. Anyone who thinks it's just a cute little bird would be vastly underestimating the importance of the links that bind us all together, or will in the end tear us apart. The U.S. Senate NSA data collection bills are coming due, and it turns out that top intelligence contractors are contributing three times more to Dianne Feinstein than to Patrick Leahy. Leahy, who is the one, of course, who is questioning the NSA's activities, and Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, has signed on hook, line, and sinker. That said, Bayer has just sued the European Commission to overturn a ban on the pesticides that are killing millions of bees around the world. There's a huge public push that won this landmark ban only months ago. And at this point, it's worth taking a look at the list of French and indeed all European nations, agricultural ministers and attachés, and consider writing to them an email, a message, letting them know that we really don't have any control over the labeling of genetically modified agricultural products, and we certainly have no idea to what degree they have infiltrated our bioregion. More coming up on, of course, the ways and means of that Israel has adopted to scuttle any chance of peace in the Middle East. More of settlements plan, more settlement housing planned in West Bank. It's creeping slowly, a dark shadow across the land. But that said, we return to weather from around Cascadia. Partly sunny today with a high near 56, calm winds. Tonight, bit of patchy fog, but that's coming in late. Most normal people will be asleep, and there'll be a low around 45. For tomorrow, it's 50-50 as far as rain is concerned. And that's coming up more likely later in the day after 4. And highs around 53 for tomorrow night. There is a slight chance of showers early on, and then a low around 45. That's it for the conventional forecast today. We bring you the alternative outlook. The moon is 10 days old. It is a leaf moon in Pisces, and as far as the stakes are concerned when it comes to growing things, again, pretty much steady as she goes. We'd hope to be able to be a bit more challenging there, but there isn't really a great deal of change in the advice. It is obviously a time to do garden maintenance. What you can do is see the actual bone structure of the land. And if you just have an apartment and a windowsill, don't forget there are open spaces available for guerrilla gardeners all across the city. You'll be doing yourself a great favor, and you'll be doing others a favor too. Even if you never do sample the results of your labors, you will still be making a difference in your world. We are still trying to speak with Kshama Samant, the socialist candidate up in Washington State in King County. And She is locked in a struggle right now over the outcome of that election. She wants a recount, and given the facts, the political ground truthing, it would seem that a recount is indeed in order. The very fact that a socialist candidate in King County did so well, that alone should give the rest of the political group pause. So we'll probably try and reach her later on in the week. And to return to one of the headlines that we just mentioned briefly, American Indian leaders are gathering in Washington, D.C. to speak with officials of the Obama administration about their needs. The White House Tribal Leaders Conference today, there will be 566 tribes across the country at the U.S. Department of the Interior. President Obama promised during his election campaign to regularly meet with tribal leaders to hear directly from them about how his administration can meet their needs and improve their lives. The newly formed White House Council on Native American Affairs does, in fact, hold listening sessions. What's come out of that right now is debatable. The fact that it's happened at all is certainly of interest. Though, from another point of view, it is when one might question why, indeed, tribal leaders would want to have anything at all to do with the leading representative of the invading force that crushed everyone's lives, destroyed, and is still in the process of destroying culture and a nation. And as we said before, the marbled mural, the discovery of the little bird, it has caused uncertainty over the plan to sell off state-owned, that's ours, by the way, land in the Elliott. In the Elliott State Forest in Coos County. We're going to just hold that thought for a moment, because we are very fortunate to welcome Kshama Samant to the KBOO Airwaves. Good morning, Kshama.
Good morning.
Well, we're delighted to have you. I have great admiration for you. Your remarks have been extraordinary. This is you would pose a threat to the powers, the entrenched power structure, smart, socialist, and committed to the rights of the people. Can you talk a bit about your campaign, what your platform is, and just to bring listeners up to speed if they're not familiar with who you are, and where you're at right now as far as the results of that election?
Yes. First of all, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be on your show and to be talking to your listeners. And this campaign was for Seattle City Council, and it's actually still ongoing because it's a mail-in ballot state. So people mail in their ballots, and election day was last Tuesday, last week on November 5th. But since then, more and more ballots keep getting counted. And what happened was that on election night, we got 46.13%, which itself, I might say, is a huge, historic breakthrough for an open socialist.
Yeah, I want you to just say that again, in case listeners missed that. The reason why Kshama is on our show today is because it would appear that she is running in Washington State, but clearly is on the national spectrum right now, and would be wonderful to see you running for office on a national level. Anyway, could you say that number again? Because that's very interesting.
Yes. So election night, it was 46.13% for an open socialist running on a citywide race in a major city of the United States. This is absolutely historic that it happened. And we were running against an entrenched 16-year incumbent. And as you know, most Seattle, like most cities in the United States, is dominated by the Democratic Party establishment and has a progressive population whose progressive agenda is not being represented by the city council. So my point is that, you know, most of these cities like Seattle are controlled by the Democratic Party establishment. However, it is they who are carrying out a conservative pro-big business agenda. And this is one of the most important messages of our campaign, that if we want to see social change, if we want to see a break from capitalism, then we have to build our own forces of socialism and of other people who need to break from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. And one of the first things we need to do is to build a mass political alternative for the 1915.
Sharma, hang on a moment. I'm so sorry about that. We didn't get you on the phone until late in the program. It's a short program. We are completely flat out of time. I apologize. I'd like to have you back absolutely as soon as possible. I want to continue the conversation. I want to hear what your platform is. And I first off, I cannot thank you enough for joining us today. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Sharma Sawant, the socialist candidate in the city council elections up in Seattle. This has been Eka Escadia for Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. Thanks go to Tammy Dean for engineering the show today. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOOAM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Cassandra. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
This Sunday, November 17th, at the Secret Society Ballroom, the Creative Music Guild and KBOO Radio present the legendary Peter Brotzmann. That's right, Peter Brotzmann, the man who has remained at the forefront of Europe's free jazz scene since the 1960s, for the first time in over a decade, returns to the Pacific Northwest for one show only. This Sunday, November 17th at the Secret Society.